I have said repeatedly that I intend to close Guantanamo and I will follow through on that.
It was one of the signature promises of Barack Obama's 2008 campaign for the US presidency. He would close America's post-9/11 improvised prison for suspected terrorists at the US Navy base at Guantanamo Bay in Cuba. He did not. Nor did his successor, Donald Trump.
This morning I watched President Obama talking about Gitmo.
Though he never said he would. Indeed, he signed an executive order to keep it open. He also threatened to add to its population.
And we're going to load it up with some bad dudes, believe me. We're going to load it up.
He did not. There were 41 prisoners still held at Guantanamo Bay when Trump took office, one of whom was released into the custody of Saudi Arabia. 40 remain, many nearing two decades of incarceration. It now falls to US President Joe Biden, who had a ringside view of Obama's failure, to decide what to do about it. The National Security Council has been directed to review the facility and consider its future. There were always two primary reasons for disliking the Guantanamo Bay detention facility, opened in 2002 at the base that the US Navy has leased on Cuba's southern edge since 1903 and has maintained despite the irritation of Cuba's communist government since 1959. One objection was principle.
The original premise for opening Gitmo, that detainees would not be able to challenge their detention, was found unconstitutional 5 years ago.
That holding suspects indefinitely in a legal and geographical nether world was just plain wrong and contrary to what Americans like to think of as American values. The other was self-interest.
In the meantime, Gitmo has become a symbol around the world for an America that flouts the rule of law.
That this obvious affront to what Americans like to think of as American values also tarnished America's image, undermined America's authority, and rallied America's foes. Obama believed the prison should be closed for both of these reasons, as did, by the time Obama was elected, President George W. Bush, who had opened it.
First, I'd like to end Guantanamo. I'd like it to be over with. One of the things we will do is we'll send people back to their home countries.
Obama signed an executive order to close Guantanamo Bay on his second day in the Oval Office. To understate matters wildly, it proved less straightforward than that. Around 200 inmates were transferred out of the prison on Obama's watch, though it wasn't always easy to find countries willing to take them, least of all the prisoners' own countries. Agreements had to be reached elsewhere. In 2014, for example, three Yemenis and two Tunisians were accepted by Kazakhstan, four Syrians, a Tunisian, and a Palestinian by Uruguay. Further to that, a hostile Congress hindered, the Pentagon dithered, and those prisoners who were released didn't necessarily make the process easier. In July 2019, the US Director of National Intelligence calculated that of the total of 729 Guantanamo Bay inmates released under Bush or Obama to that point, 226 were known or suspected to have re-engaged in terrorist activity, of whom 147 remained at large. The 40 prisoners still at Guantanamo each pose their own dilemmas. At least five have actually been cleared for release, but one is a Rohingya from Myanmar, another a Yemeni, so there are obvious problems sending them home. Another, a Tunisian, seems to be unwelcome where he came from, but apparently refuses to meet with representatives of possible destination countries. Of those not cleared, one has been convicted of war crimes by a US military tribunal. One more has pleaded guilty to such. Another is the suspected would-be 20th 9/11 hijacker, another a former bodyguard to Osama bin Laden. That Guantanamo detainees have been abused, even tortured, is beyond serious doubt.
You would see detainees get beat up and dragged around and their head flushed in the toilet, head smashed off the sink. That's how prison was. And we just had to live with it. A lot of them tried to commit suicide. There was a few guys in front of us who tried to commit suicide. It's not the best sight to see. I mean, and I was only 18 then.
That some were, perhaps are, blameless and or unlucky is also close to certain. Some, indeed, notably 17 British or UK resident former detainees, have received compensation, though in another illustration of the complexities of these judgments, one of them later carried out a suicide bombing on behalf of Islamic State in Iraq. But the cruelty and caprice of the Guantanamo Bay facility were always partly the point. It was the post-9/11 United States signalling that its enemies could no longer assume that America would sacrifice its security for its values. As is often the case when such trades are made, it is difficult to see that it has done much to advance either. Any move to close the camp by a Democratic president will, of course, ignite a sanctimonious ballyhoo from the same Republican politicians and conservative media who seem pretty relaxed about terrorism when perpetrated against American high schools. And no president would relish wearing responsibility if, as is clearly not impossible, a freed Guantanamo prisoner went on to do something atrocious. Especially not a president whose party holds extremely slender majorities in Congress and will already be thinking vaguely about the 2022 midterms. It is probably worth noting that President Biden is framing his intentions as an aim to close Guantanamo Bay before he leaves office.
One of the promises that Obama made, he never fulfilled. If he didn't fulfill them, what's the future going to hold for the rest of them that's there?
The remaining inmates should probably not start packing their cells. For Monocle 24, I'm Andrew Muller.